The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Love. Courage. Truth. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn, who returns Columbus Day this coming Monday. Welcome. You know, it's really sad that we never have the discussion of gun control. God, that never happens.
Thank you.
I mean, there's never a time for it with these Republicans and these conservatives and these gun nuts who believe in the Second Amendment.
Everybody just wants to bury their head in the sand.
That's right. They never want to talk about it. And of course, that's all we talk about forever. Every single time there's a tragedy. Is gun control and not the people involved. And some interesting developments happened yesterday as this continues to boil. One of them was that the NRA kind of surprised everybody by supporting the additional regulations on bump stock, the rapid fire device that the monster in Las Vegas used. The group said devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. I don't know if I've ever seen the NRA favor any sort of gun control. Maybe I've missed it, and maybe they have in the past, but this seems pretty unusual. The NRA called yesterday for regulators to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. Pretty interesting. And are they doing that so they head off some of this?
Possible.
Discussion?
That's what I thought.
They've been so badly demonized by the left, by Democrats, and blamed for virtually everything. So Stephen Paddock, the gunman in Vegas, had put these accessories on at least 12 of the rifles that he used in the attack. They typically cost less than $200. They allow almost 100 high-velocity bullets to be fired in 7 seconds.
And that's what the argument is as far as him having some kind of help, which we may never know.
Yep.
But because those are difficult to use. You know, you have to have a little bit of practice and training to use those.
That's what everybody says.
Right.
Yeah.
So now look, he lived in the desert, right? I mean, you can go out and shoot...
You could
shoot bazookas off in the desert and nobody'd know it. So he could have trained out there, but we just don't know.
And they say he's been building his arsenal for decades. So I don't know if he's planned this for decades. Apparently, police have found evidence of other plans. We talked about one of them yesterday. Was he had booked a hotel overlooking Lollapalooza 2 months ago in Chicago, but never showed up, thankfully. And so there was another music festival in Las Vegas that happened that he was also seemingly preparing for.
Apparently had explosives in his car.
Yeah.
I mean, so there was some sort of possibility of him thinking that he could escape during or after this shooting.
That's what they think. They think he was plotting to escape. His plan was to escape and then do more. And they're even saying that, first of all, that note that everybody was speculating was a suicide note that's in the photos of the hotel room, not a suicide note.
Right.
And so they think it might have been accidental, the gunshot wound that killed him. They think while he was moving his weapons, something went off.
I mean,
who knows?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe angels pulled the trigger and put an end to this thing.
So,
I don't know.
Many would hope to believe that.
Yeah. It could possibly have been much, much worse than this. And if he would have escaped, who knows what he would have done. Interestingly, yesterday they continue to talk to his girlfriend, and she seems like she wants to help.
She does.
She seems like she's telling the truth. She seems like she really didn't have any idea, and she kind of assumed because before the shooting, obviously, he sent her to the Philippines. He said, "I found some cheap tickets for you to go back home." And then he wired her $127,000 and said, "Hey, here's a house. Buy a house for you and your family." So she thought he was breaking up with her, which he may have been.
Kind of was, right?
Knowing that this could happen. She also said that he would lie in his bed screaming and moaning, which leads you to believe there's some issue there.
something, yeah. right?
Some mental health or yeah. physical
problem. And he told, apparently, it was reported that, you know, they've talked to his, and in today's world, it's not a barber, it's a hairdresser. So they talked to his hairdresser.
Barbers prefer hairdresser?
I get, they're calling it his hairdresser.
Okay.
All right, they talked to his hairdresser. I guess men don't have barbers anymore. Hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, And what don't you go to a hairdresser?
No, I do not.
No?
No, I do not.
Okay.
What did the hairdresser
The hairdresser said that the last time he was in, he said that he was sending the girlfriend away. You know, he found some tickets to the Philippines. He was going to be alone for a while.
Huh.
I mean, I don't.
Meanwhile, in this discussion, you may have seen circulating the statistic that gun violence has taken more lives since 1968 than all of America's wars combined. More Americans have died from gunshots in the last 50 years than all American wars. And they post the figures of the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, Indian Wars, Mexican War, Civil War, Spanish-American, World Wars I and II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and the Global War on Terror. All of those wars combined have taken 1.2 million American lives. According to this statistic, firearms have taken 1.5 million people. Now,
I noticed they don't, I'm getting a little aside, but I noticed they don't mention Operation Urgent Fury. The invasion of the island of spice that claimed to have taken part in. Some of us were, you know,
right. No,
leading the attack on.
They did not mention Grenada. They did not.
Lost lives there too.
Right.
Some brave men and women.
I think 18, right? I think 18.
You'd like to believe it was 18. It was 19. My friend. Okay.
All right. they also did not mention the invasion of Panama to get
right?
Manuel Noriega.
Yeah.
So those two wars.
Those numbers add up.
So 1.53 million deaths. Now that includes suicides, accidents, everything in the last 50 years. But what goes without notice here to the left is that so you've got 1.2 million service people, troops killed in action in all American wars. You have 1.53 million deaths by gun violence, and you have 53 million babies murdered by abortions. Right. They don't seem to, I mean, as much as they care so deeply about human life, it hurts them to think that anyone has died at the hand of a gun. They don't care how many people have been killed by the hand of an abortion doctor. They don't care. How about 25 times the number of both gun-related deaths and death in war combined? 25 times that number. So don't come to me with your holier-than-thou, look at how no Republicans or the gun nuts don't care about human life. Nah, I'm not going to play that game with you. The ones who don't care about human life are the ones who believe that taking the life of a baby is a choice. No, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. Thank you. And speaking of thanking people, have you seen the Tonight Show Thank You Hillary video that they did the other night? They had all the female writers for the Tonight Show get together and thank Hillary for whatever it was she's done. And Miley Cyrus was apparently there that night.
Oh, good. Good. That's good.
This is agonizing. Listen to this.
For being the first... Thank you, Hillary Clinton. For being the first female presidential candidate nominated by a major party. And also the first female senator of New York.
Oh.
And also the first lady to transcend first ladyhood to become Secretary of State.
What? Wow.
I guess what I'm trying to say is thank you, Hillary Clinton. For being the Hillary Clinton of American politics.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for handling this difficult transition with more grace than I ever could have imagined.
Well, you can't imagine very much grace then. if she handled this with more grace than you ever could have imagined, you've got a terrible imagination.
I mean, you need to find a new gig.
Out. Yeah, yeah. You need to look at some fairy tales and develop that imagination a little bit. She's handled this worse than anybody I've ever seen. She's continually blaming something or everyone else but herself for the loss.
That being said, call me day or night and I will be there with a gallon of ice cream and two spoons to tell you, girl, you are so much better than him.
Thank you, Hillary, for all the work you've done for public health care.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the election, I've really depended on my government-subsidized anti-anxiety medication.
Thank you, Hillary, for remaining strong and showing poise before, during, and especially after the election.
Poise.
You taught me that when dealing with a difficult defeat, it's okay to take time to reflect, set your focus on a new path forward, and maybe find a cave in the woods to scream into.
I wouldn't mind if it was a cave in the woods.
I would be happy with that. In fact, I know of a couple.
She continues to scream into microphones with cameras all around her. That's what bothers me.
Thank you, Hillary, for always sticking to the issues. Even as people criticize you for superficial things like your hair, your wardrobe, and your appearance, you showed girls everywhere that politics isn't a popularity contest.
She also showed girls everywhere how good you can look in a Mao outfit.
Right?
Yeah? That's invaluable.
Because if it were, you would have won by about 3 million votes.
Thank you, Hillary Clinton. I was with her. I'm still with her. And right now, I literally am with her.
Thank you,
Hillary Clinton, for being someone I continue to admire and look up to, and for standing up to critics who said that a woman couldn't be president because they'd be too emotional, impulsive, and unpredictable.
Now, who said that? I never once heard that during the campaign.
No, and by the way,
you ever heard that?
And by the way, she isn't president.
Yeah, thank you.
So,
yeah.
So glad we didn't end up with someone like that.
Thank you, Hillary, for being a constant beacon of strength, hope, and determination for me and millions of
others. This is Miley Cyrus now, getting all emotional over Hillary.
Young women.
Embarrassing.
You've been a role model and an inspiration and a voice of reason in uncertain times.
What?
I could go on and on, but
please
I'd like
don't.
To get right to the point. Can I give you a hug?
Thank you, Miley.
Ugh.
The Tonight Show writers.
She's so bad.
And all of the women and young girls out there. You are smart, strong, and deserving of every opportunity. Together, we've made our voices heard, we've done great things, and we've come a long way. But as Miley would say, we can't stop, and we won't stop.
Oh, wow. Isn't that wonderful?
She is for agonizing.
Thank you, Hillary.
Did you believe that?
Thank you for being the worst candidate who's ever run for president.
Thank you.
And not being elected, even though everybody thought you were the absolute
lock. You were
of
in. That
all
was it.
Locks.
Even yourself.
So thank you, Hillary.
Ms. Hillary. Even yourself. And those writers, no wonder the Tonight Show is not funny.
That's for sure. That's just sad and pathetic.
Wow.
888-727-BECK. It's Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
888-727 packets. Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn. He's back on Monday. Jeffy found a chilling story.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
We're in trouble.
Nobody apparently knows it.
Right? I'm surprised. I know that we had the horrific shooting in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time now that we need to start thinking about this. Police in central Wyoming say a man they arrested, and they arrested him for public intoxication.
Okay.
Whatever. But mm-hmm. he claimed that he traveled back in time to warn of an alien invasion.
Wow.
So, yeah.
He traveled back in time?
Yeah. He claimed he was from the year 2048 and that he was sent back to warn people of Casper, Wyoming, that aliens will arrive next year.
Oh, wow.
And they should leave as soon as possible.
Well, if you're an alien and you've traveled here from 100 trillion miles away, the first place you'd go is Casper, Wyoming, I think. Right? That'd be your main target.
You got to start somewhere.
You take over Casper, Wyoming, and then you work your way out from there.
However, maybe it's not next year. Maybe it's the following year, because he claimed here that he was supposed to be transported to the year 2018.
Oh, wow.
Not
they sent
2017.
Him back even further.
So, Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how they time travel, too. And I wasn't aware of this, but according to him, the aliens fill your body with alcohol.
And that sends you back?
Then you're able to be transported.
Well, if that's the case, my dad should have been transported to about 1506.
He's still drying.
A long time ago. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So,
so you got a couple of years.
But he wants everybody to get out of Casper?
Be careful in Casper.
Okay.
Because it's coming.
But again, you've got until 2019, not 2018, to get out.
Yeah, because, okay. Right.
All right. 888-727 back. Jeff in Florida. Hi. You're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to bring up was the talk about there being possibly a second shooter in a hotel.
Okay. Can you pick up? Granted,
there were two windows broken out, so could there have been? Yes.
Yeah.
But my point is that I have a little bit of a firearm background, and the man could have very easily done this by himself with no problems. The 10 suitcases that came up, the bellman probably had them on his cart and took them up to the man's room, and put them in there and had no idea. I've heard talk about whether it was a fourth floor. All you have to do is look at how many windows. You're not shooting out of that hotel unless the windows broke out.
Yeah.
Now, they're also talking about the bump stock. I've never heard of this until this shooting happened. However, there is something called a Hellfire trigger mechanism, which does pretty much the same thing. What I'm more curious about is I saw some photos from Alex Jones yesterday. And it showed a photograph of a note with a pen by it at the feet of Stephen Paddock. I'm more curious to know what was on the note and why they haven't said anything about it.
They have. They've said things about it. They said it wasn't a suicide note. It was apparently nothing. And you want to be careful getting information from that source because a lot of it is just nonsense. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Let's go to Eric in Georgia. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program with Pat Gray and Jeffy.
Hey, you guys. Hey. How's everybody doing out there in America?
I don't know about everybody, but we're fine.
So, I
can't account for the other 320 million.
All right. Well, I'm just checking with them. All right. Anyway, I've had so many great things to call in about, and I just had this stupid one, and I finally get through. And maybe it's not so stupid because, you know, you guys could be in a little bit of trouble. Your music, your sad music in the background is eerily similar to the Tonight Show music in the background.
Yeah.
And I wonder if
the music that they used was theirs. We didn't supply that.
You don't notice the difference, the similarities?
The similarities between the music in the background of the Thank Hillary thing?
Yeah, versus your sad music when you do your sad bits.
Let's see.
Hold on. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you, Hillary. So it's a little bit different, I think.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so Eric, that's the sad music I use.
Okay.
And here's the Hillary bit.
For being the first, thank you, Hillary Clinton. For being the first female presidential...
A little bit different, but very similar.
It is similar.
That's a pretty good ear you've got there. It's similar.
Yeah, a little bit of music. All the stupid things I hear and want to say to you guys, and I get through on this one, and I just missed it. All right.
That was similar, though. That's a good call.
Yeah, good call. Thanks, Eric.
I mean, she deserves that sad music, that's for sure.
It was worth looking into, though, because it is close. It's close. He's trying to save us a lawsuit there.
Right. And plus, I mean, we want to be able to thank Hillary to the right tune.
Exactly.
We don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just throw any sad music out there. You can't just throw this out.
Right.
And say, thank you, Hillary.
Thanks, Hillary.
For being the worst candidate that's ever ashamed the Democrat Party, allowing a talk show game show host to win the election. Thank you, Hillary. 888-727 Beck. Pat Gray for Glenn on the Glenn Beck program.
Glenn Beck. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
With Pat Gray today, you can check out my new show, which is Pat Gray Unleashed, immediately following this show on the Blaze Radio and Television Network. Also have Twitter now, at Pat Unleashed, and of course, Facebook. For some reason, I have competing Facebook places. You find them. Look them up. I don't know how that... I don't really know how you find a Facebook page. You can just go to Facebook and type in the name, right?
Correct.
And do the search. And so you'll see my original page and the Pat Gray Unleashed.
Correct.
So thumb up me on Facebook, too, if you would.
Yes.
And Jeffy has... Jeffy, do you have a Facebook?
Jeff Fisher Radio?
Yeah.
And Jeffy MRA on Twitter? Yeah.
Okay.
And Jeffy MRA Instagram? Jeffy MRA Snapchat?
Good heavens.
I mean,
really?
What do you want from me, Pat?
Wow. So do you, and you're pretty active on social media, right?
I love Facebook and Twitter. I love Twitter.
Yeah. 888-727 back is the number.
It's a little much.
Snapchat is?
It's a little much.
Isn't that the one that goes away in about 6 seconds?
Yeah. Plus they have the thing now where you know, you hold the picture up and they put little crowns on your face and make you look like little doggies and stuff. And it's cute. And it's just, you know, my 10-year-old daughter loves it.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
No, you don't want to have a little crown on your face and snap a little picture. Mm-hmm.
Or make it look really fat because it already does, you know, so I don't need that spread out across the screen.
I thought that was a snap. That's one thing I do like about Snapchat. It's like, no, that's not really me.
888-727-BECK. Interesting comment when the president posed for a photo op with some military leaders, and he's just making small talk with the reporters who were gathered there. And this is what happened.
You guys know what this represents?
Well,
maybe it's been down before this.
Lester Stormy.
Say, you know what this picture represents? If you can't understand it, it's like we're all here, the calm before the storm.
The calm before the storm.
What storm, Mr. President?
We have the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that.
So naturally, that piqued the reporter's interest, and so they asked him, what storm are you talking about, Mr. President? ISIS? North Korea? Iran? His response? You'll find out. This is one of the reasons he was elected, right? He's not a politician. He has no filter like that, like a politician would. You don't, when you've had some experience in the government, you know better than to telegraph military intervention, which may be coming. You don't want to talk about the fact that we may be having a storm somewhere on the planet.
Really?
Yeah, you probably don't. As president, you don't want to joke about it.
You know, you've got
and
the
you don't
military,
want to talk about it.
You got the military leaders there and their wives, and you're getting ready to have a little dinner, and you don't want to joke around about it.
We're just about to go to war with North Korea. In fact, we're launching the attack next Thursday afternoon at 4 local time. 4 Washington, D.C. time. I don't know what time that is in North Korea, but you guys could all do the math.
You'll find out later.
And
get out
so
of here.
Will they.
Get out of here.
We're
having dinner.
That's great. But again,
come on.
Everybody was excited about Donald Trump because he didn't have the same hang-ups that other politicians do. He wasn't as tightly constricted and restrained as other politicians were. He could say what he wanted to. He could tell people off when he wanted to, and he didn't apologize for it. So this is what we're getting now in the presidency. 888-727-BECK. Carl in Oklahoma. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
You know, the Hillary thing, the Miley Cyrus thing, that'd make a great Saturday Night Live. You know that?
Yes, it would. I'm hoping that, of course, you know, these are people
that
are all sacred
page.
To them. So
yes.
I'm sure we'll never see that. But
you know, the reason I called is nobody's talking about the girlfriend and her little travels to Hong Kong and Japan. I just think it's kind of weird. So
that she traveled to Hong Kong and Japan?
Yeah, they. The news, it's been all over the news that they bought her ticket, or she bought a ticket, she went to Japan and Hong Kong before she went to the Philippines.
Now why is that?
You guys, I mean, catch up on that?
Maybe she knows people there. What do you find troubling about that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just, you know, you think FBI would be all over trying to figure out why she's traveling.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure they're asking because they have been interviewing her for the last couple of days. But we'll keep an eye on that. Appreciate it. Thanks, Carl. Wallace in Virginia. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir. What I haven't heard is that people don't realize is that the AR-15s in use, that bullet is supersonic. It's faster than the speed of sound. Therefore, when the shots were fired, the bullet is in the crowd before the actual sound of the blast from the window can be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's giving you, it sounds something like a 22 when it goes by you. It's like a sonic boom. And therefore, people in the crowd are thinking there's another shooter because they're hearing these shots sound like they're being fired in the crowd, which is the sonic boom from the bullet. And then they hear the blast from the, you know, the 32nd floor.
Yeah.
So a reverb effect. So
echo, yeah.
That's where people are coming with this conspiracy. There's more than one shooter.
Yeah. Thanks, Wallace. Appreciate that. Cliff in North Carolina. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I've got a question about the shooter's girlfriend as well.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking through a lawyer. I don't know anybody that has a lawyer. Why in the world does she have a lawyer, and what kind of lawyer is he? If he's a criminal lawyer, I'd be really suspicious about her.
I know people with lawyers. Glenn Beck has a lawyer.
And if you are
wealthy, people seem to have lawyers.
Yes, and if you're being called in to talk to the FBI,
you're gonna
over
have a lawyer.
Something like this, you're going to have an attorney.
Yeah, because you know she's under suspicion, so you definitely want to have somebody with you who
is on your side.
Yeah. Thanks, Cliff.
I mean a lot of people, I think, used to feel that way, but and obviously, you know, some people still do. But man, in times like that, you have to have somebody that's on your side.
I mean, if there's anybody who knows about needing a lawyer, it's Jeffy.
And at times like that,
I bow to your expertise.
When you're being questioned by the FBI, Pat, trust me when I tell you, you want someone on your side.
That's for sure. That is for sure. Dave in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Show.
Hey guys,
hey.
I was just completely under, yeah, with the whole bump fire banning. It's just crazy because if they start banning that, they need to ban belt loops and thumbs, because that's the original bump fire method that we used to use, and it's just crazy. I mean, they're going to start, you know, regulating that.
Well, that's why I was surprised that the NRA is seemingly backing the effort.
And it shoots just as many rounds as the bump fire and then the stock does.
If you use a belt?
You use your belt loop and your thumb, and you just shoot from the hip. And it's crazy because it's the same
effect. So you could shoot off 100 rounds in a minute or whatever with using that technique?
Yep. And it would only take you maybe about 10 minutes to learn how to do it.
Wow. Appreciate it. Thanks, Dave. And again, that's why, I mean, the NRA doesn't usually succumb to this kind of stuff, but maybe the pressure is so bad here, or I'm not really sure, but because they've already essentially banned automatic weapons. So I think the NRA is, maybe their theory is, well, automatic weapons are banned. We lost that fight. This turns semi-automatic into automatic fire. Maybe we allow that.
Tie that in and go with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
And it does, because they're getting, you know, they're being so demonized right now that they don't need any more of it.
Right.
It's outrageous what's being said about the NRA. In fact, Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra?
These boots are made for walking, Nancy Sinatra.
Daughter of the iconic Frank.
Who had a hit record in 1966, and we haven't seen her since. I didn't even know she was still alive, but apparently she is, because she just wished death on every NRA member.
What, good.
50 million members of the
good
NRA?
Good for her. Yeah, good. Good
she
for
said,
her.
She said they should all be rounded up and executed by firing squad.
Wait. Don't they use guns for firing?
Seems squads? Like it, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's against the NRA, it's understandable. Right?
Okay.
Bob in Pennsylvania, you're on the Glenn Beck Program.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Doing well.
Subject that I haven't heard anybody talk about. Not on my local radio show, or you guys, or Hannity, or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Every time anyone purchases a firearm, if from an FFL, Federal Firearms Licensed Individual. There's paperwork filled out. On that paperwork is all your personal information, the purchaser of the firearm, mm-hmm. when, who, what, where, when, and how,
right.
the background check, and you're saying you're not a mental detective, you're not a felon, you're not this, you're not that.
Yeah, we all have talked about that, actually. But
yeah, all the information. And the FFLs are required to keep that paperwork as long as they're in business. And if they go out of business or retire or sell their firearms business, that person still has to maintain those files for years after. Mm. And I'm holding in my hand an application, record of sale, Pennsylvania State Police, for a handgun I purchased at a gun sale, at a gun show, which is where there's supposed to be a loophole. There is no loophole unless you're an individual.
Yes.
Sell your own firearm.
Right, yeah. Right. Like if I sell a weapon to Jeffy, obviously he's not going through a background check.
Which is the only way I could purchase.
Which he wouldn't pass. So
right, it's the only way I could purchase. But we have talked about that. Absolutely.
Yeah, we have. And so, yeah, there is a paper trail. There are background checks. These things do happen. All the nonsense that was spewed by Nancy Pelosi and others, Hillary Clinton, and everybody's alleging, they're making it sound like there are no background checks.
Right.
In probably 99% of gun purchases, there is a background check.
I mean, I realize that some people can't listen all the time, Bob, but other than that, I mean, what's your excuse? You should have known. We've talked about that. You should be listening all the time.
Every minute of every show, clearly. Let's go to Terry at Ohio. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I tell you why the NRA said what they said.
Okay.
If you remember correctly, they said, we need to look into, have it looked into as to why these are here. Well, I'll tell you why. All these devices are BATFE approved. They've been scrutinized by the government already and said, mm-hmm. these are not a machine gun. You still have to pull the trigger, and one round goes off. How you're making your finger pull the trigger is irrelevant. And that's why they said what they said, because it's going to fall back on BATFE. It's like, why did you approve this?
Yeah, and it was approved under Barack Obama. So,
no, these things go clear back 30, 40 years ago.
No, there's
guy had a little crank handle.
Several stories about the bump fire thing being approved under Obama, though. And I mean,
or
there's
at least a continuation of the approval.
At least the yes. Yes. Some kind of yes. approval happened yes. under Obama. And so maybe that's what they're hoping people will discover. Not sure. 888-727-BECK.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray for Glenn on the Glenn Beck program. Jeffy's here as well. 888-727-BECK. Continue to try to digest what happened Sunday night in Las Vegas and the resulting fallout, because as we all knew, we'd be knee deep in gun control talk all week, because they never waste an opportunity
no.
to take advantage of a tragedy.
No, they do not.
And that's what they're trying to do again, trying desperately to get gun control jammed through and trying to essentially negate or repeal the Second Amendment. Mike in Georgia, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
It cracks me up. Yeah, they crack me up with that, because yeah. they'll try to get every weapon that they can, they'll gather up, but they won't take one illegal criminal and send him back home. Now, what makes them think they can get all the weapons, but they can't find one illegal criminal in any country, in this country?
Yeah, it's. I mean, rule of law is critical, and whether you're talking about the rule of law from the Second Amendment or the rule of law of immigration statutes, it's critical to follow that and to be a nation of laws instead of a nation of men and their whims. Thanks for the call, Mike. Chad in Washington, you're on the Blaze, or you're not? I guess not on the Blaze. Well, on the Blaze and
you are, but
on the Glenn Beck program. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the narrative that's going on in the media about the AR-15 family of guns and other modern military rifles.
Mm-hmm.
About them being designed to kill as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. Just after World War II, the world government's military started switching from the 30 caliber, you know, like the M1 Garand and the 7mm sizes of bullets,
mm-hmm.
to the 22 calibers, 223 and 556mm sizes of bullets for many reasons. But one of them was to wound the target rather than kill them, so that their comrades would have to take them off the field of combat, and you'd have to take care of them rather than just being dead.
Mm.
And other reasons, you know, reducing weight, making them more reliable because they're not handling as high of pressures and all of that. But it's just kind of interesting to me to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to take that talking point from them, Chad. That the only function of an AR-15 is to kill. They think they're really onto something there. Don't take it from them.
Glenn Beck. Love, courage, truth. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn, who returns on Monday from his vacation. 888-727-BECK. Of course, trying to make some sense out of what happened in Las Vegas. We may never find out his motivation. It's just as simple as that. There's some reporters saying that authorities know a lot more than they're saying. But, you know, we may not have all the answers ever.
Right. And some of the answers we'll get down the road, you know, and the authorities are busy, you know, going through, weeding through his, you know, every ounce of his life from Sunday to, you know, probably till he was born. Since he was born, we'll know everything about him.
There have been stories that said he's been planning this for decades.
Right.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, it's hard to say because supposedly the girlfriend didn't even know. He didn't say anything to her about this, about hurting anybody, killing anybody, doing anything like this.
And then, you know, the brothers are saying that he never was a big hunter and didn't do all this.
Not a gun guy.
But he's got an arsenal.
Yeah, but so now you have up to 97 weapons, hearing.
I mean, while yes, this is the United States and you can have all the weapons you want, normally if you have, I don't know, more than a dozen weapons, people know about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
There are weapons collectors. People like to take guns out and shoot various kinds. And it would be fun to have a machine gun. It would. They're really tough to get. They're really expensive. You have to register them. It's really difficult to move them state to state, as Glenn has attested to.
Right.
But they made it in 1934. They put so many taxes on it that it just made it cost prohibitive for most people. And then in 1986... they flat out banned any automatic weapons from that point on.
Right.
Now you can buy an older one, an automatic weapon that was manufactured prior to 1986. You can still purchase, but then it has to be registered. You have to have a license. It's a process. Essentially, they've been banned.
What they were talking about this morning, one of the reports was that we actually may never know the real why.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. Because, I mean, that's the ultimate answer that we're all waiting for, right? We want the FBI, we want the Sheriff's Department, and we want the family to get all the questions asked and all the answers and all the boxes checked off so we can say this is why this...
animal, monster...
Yes. Did what he did.
Yeah.
And we may never know that.
And in the meantime, of course, the left are screaming about gun control and how to stop this. I don't know if there's a way to...
There isn't.
...to, you know, completely safety wrap our society. You can't do it.
No. It's not possible.
You do what you can, of course. And nobody's saying we're just going to give up on it. But we're not taking any look at the people involved.
Right.
What happened to them? How did they go haywire? Is there something we could have done to prevent it? Is there an institution some of these people need to be in? I don't know. I mean,
the 50 million NRA members that Nancy Sinatra wants to line up and put in front of a firing squad, if they were the problem, I think Nancy would really know it.
Yeah, she would.
I think she would already know it.
Yeah. 888-727-BECK. Also, speaking of Nancy's, Nancy Pelosi... Something is wrong there.
Oh, seriously.
We've mentioned that a few times.
Yes.
But people are compiling some of her recent discussions with either reporters or interviewers, yeah, or some statements she's made.
And we've played them as they have happened, but put together,
you start to wonder, is there, I mean, there's something wrong there. And some people are speculating it might be an alcohol problem. I don't know. It might be a medication problem of some sort.
Definitely,
but there's something going on here. Listen to this.
Bigotry and discrimination and anti-Semitism and xenophobia.
Xenophobia? Xenophobia.
Had been to increase cover, improve lower cost, improve benefits, and expand. Haven't seen a budget. We've seen what do they call it? An outline, blueprint. Minnie Mouse budget. Minnie? I don't know. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Perhaps as we have St. Patrick's Day lunch, we can have a moment of a moment of comedy. This is a historic opportunity for us, an opportunity of a generation, and we are not going to let it pass. Affordable Care Act will stand there with Social Security, with Medicare and Medicare. And by the way, when I said...
with Medicare and Medicare. Wow, that's stand there with some good things.
We could not have done it without Families USA and without you. That is an applause line. For you. To you. I look forward to continuing our work with Families USA under your leadership. Thank you and congratulate. Applause line.
Thank you and congratulate. Applause line. Wow.
Epidemic and addiction and the rest. Mm-hmm. Medicaid is there. In fact, don't take it from me. John Kasich, the governor of Illinois, said...
Ohio.
Thank God for Medicaid. Martin Luther King said, of all the inequality I've seen... Martin Luther King said, of all the inequality I've seen...
Man. And then just last week, she was trying to congratulate Lin-Manuel Miranda. Listen to this.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is the great creative talent. Lin-Manuel Miranda took the story of our founding and imbued it with a fresh life and infectious spirit. Lin-Manuel, I am truly, truly convinced. We celebrate Lin-Manuel Miranda, a man gifted by the muse of history. Thank you, Lin-Manuel. Thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I mean,
something is going on
when
there.
You hear them separate, right?
Sometimes you have a bad day speaking,
sure, and you hear them separate. And originally I thought, you know, some have said that, you know, I know there's an alcohol or a drug problem, and some have reported that it could be a denture issue.
It could be a denture issue.
No, it's possible, but when you put them together, it doesn't sound like a denture issue.
No, it doesn't.
Not sound like a denture
really
issue.
It really doesn't. 888-727 Beck. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to go over a few questions that were raised yesterday on your show. The first being the glass as to why people on the strip below didn't announce, hey, it's raining glass down here.
Mm-hmm.
The police noted that he had a tactical hammer, which means he would have punched a hole into the window, a single hole, and then more than likely pulled the glass into the room, not pushed it out.
That makes sense.
Okay, so that would explain that. That's just a theory. But the second one is the other concerts that he had booked hotels and why he didn't follow through.
Yeah.
And I think it's because no matter how crazy someone is, there's still usually someone that they love. And Mary Lou was still in the country for both of those other events. He wasn't able to get her to the Philippines until the final one, where he actually pulled off his caper. I think that was the reason. Her sister or brother, in one of the interviews, said had she been there, she would have stopped him. So I think he was trying to protect her.
That could well be.
Absolutely, yeah. Could well be.
That makes sense.
He wasn't able to get his cheap ticket to Philippines, and then once he was able to get it, and she was out of the way, he felt a little more secure in pulling off what he did pull off.
Yeah, interesting.
Can you imagine? We would be having a totally different conversation if he had shot up an all-black concert.
Oh, yeah.
If he had pulled off that rap concert, I mean, this would be a whole other conversation.
Yeah, it would.
You know, but, sure, I mean, yes, just thank God that he was a white guy that killed a bunch of white people. because it would have been a whole nother topic if he'd have pulled off the rap concert.
Sadly, that's
well,
true.
And it is true. It is true. Thanks, Stephen. And white people don't matter, right? To the left, it's a good thing to them. And in fact, if you go back and look at Twitter the night of and the next day about white people dying, it's despicable what people were saying. That they deserved it. That good. He didn't go far enough. I mean, it was all kinds of hatred on Twitter over that. Clay in North Carolina. Hi.
Yes, sir. I got a couple different things, especially hearing your conversations going on. One thing is, have they asked any questions about where that $127,000 came from? And if she sent it over, another thing I was thinking, if she's bouncing around all those different countries, isn't Southeast Asia right now at ISIS hot point? I know a lot of people have said that the radicalized Islam might not necessarily be involved in this, but that's kind of something to think about, too. If the Philippines had such a heavy presence there, I mean, it could be your next-door neighbor. It's not always somebody
that's where she's
actively
from.
Flags a fly.
Yeah, but she's got family there.
Yeah, she's from
and so it kind of makes sense that he was just sending her the money there. If it had gone to some organization in the Philippines, then I think that casts
and the money he had
suspicion.
The money he was worth. Thanks, quite a bit of money and worth from real estate.
He was
dealing.
Worth. They said
at
he was
a couple
worth
million,
over,
right?
Over $2 million.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, he's by giving her, you know, obviously $100,000 is not chump change, but
it's not a lot to him,
right? He was busy gambling $100,000 on the weekend, right? They said that that he was gambling by himself a couple of days before the shooting. We haven't seen any of that footage. We haven't seen any of the footage from the casinos. We don't know who came, his comings and goings. I mean, that's all footage that we're waiting to see. That's you know, obviously is
law enforcement
part
probably
of the,
going
yeah,
through
part
it.
Of the investigation, but we haven't seen any of that.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot left to see.
Joey in Tennessee. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. You really concerned, or are you just making small talk?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care, does he? I'm sensing, I'm feeling that he just doesn't care. He's just making small talk. Go ahead.
You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, and I can't say that there was one or two shooters or three or four. I don't know, but it seems funny to me that with, you know, as many people there were at that concert, they were able to pinpoint one, but nobody has seen another shooter. But everybody says they could see from the 32nd floor somebody shooting. You'd think if there was other ones that somebody would come forward and say, yeah, there's a man with a gun shooting, you know, I could see him in plain sight with that many people at the concert and that many eyes looking around. The other thing that I have a question about is the fourth floor. I don't believe that there was a shooter from the fourth floor, but has anybody come forward and said what that flashing was coming from that window?
And it had nothing to do with shots being fired. I don't remember what they said was flashing, but it flashed several times, and it flashed before the shooting began too. So it was something else, and I don't remember exactly what. Thanks for the call, Joey. Dan in Ohio. Hi.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question about security. You know, you got this venue with 22,000 people, high rises all around, and it's kind of inside the box thinking. You know, they dry gulch Kennedy. You had the University of Texas shooter. Why didn't they have, you know, a guy or a gal up there, a couple of them with, you know, snipers covering the area? That it, should someone be held responsible for lack of security?
I don't know. I don't know that they provide that kind of security for events like that, where you would cover a crowd with snipers. I've never heard of that, actually. Just a regular concert like that. I know when we gathered on the Mall in Washington, D.C., it seems like there was security like
yes,
that.
Yes, there was.
But only for certain gatherings, if there's certain threats, if they perceive that there's some kind of threat ahead of time, they might cover it like that. But other than that, I don't think you're going to have that kind of coverage and that kind of security. Appreciate the call. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
I'm just going to say, you know, it'd be cheap security. I mean, they had barriers. They had all the stuff on the ground to keep, you know, people from getting run over and everything. They just didn't cover
the air. For a shooter. Yeah, I mean, this is the first time somebody has lined up across the street from a vantage point like that above a crowd, to my knowledge. So I don't know that you would see this coming. Appreciate the call. 888-727 Beck.
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck.
Beck Gray and Jeffy for Glenn. 888-727-BECK. Talked a little bit about Cam Newton yesterday. He has been in some hot water for sexist remarks. And here's what he said at a press conference when a female reporter asked him a football question.
Are we okay by playing this?
We'll see.
Play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
Okay, so that's the worst thing a human can do, I guess, now.
Holy cow.
To mock a female's knowledge of football. I mean...
Really?
The way that we are in society now, nobody can have fun with anybody else. That's the most serious thing that you can do is... And so, his coach is even kind of piling on.
Oh, my gosh.
Dannon Yogurt dropped him. He makes $11 million from his sponsorships, and Dannon just said, okay, we're done, and fired him yesterday. Is that amazing?
I refuse to eat Dannon yogurt.
You should.
I'm going to stop eating Dannon yogurt. You know me in yogurt.
I know. You're Mr. Yogurt. A lot of people call you Mr. Yogurt.
I know that. And it's usually Dannon.
Yes.
But not anymore.
You have a lot of people asking us in the new black.
I mean, the Dannon ad that he did.
Yeah, it was really good.
Was actually pretty good. Yeah, he's in a grocery store, and he's giving Dannon yogurt to people, and it's this one.
Hold it! Come with me. New Dannon Oikos Triple Zero is my go-to protein snack.
Okay, sure.
Protein from yogurt.
Yep, this Greek non-fat yogurt packs 15 grams of protein punch.
But what else?
Unlike some of the protein snacks, it has zero added sugar, zero artificial sweeteners, and zero fat.
And will it up my game?
No, man.
Put up my game. Hey.
It's a pretty good.
It's funny.
It's a pretty good spot. It's not bad.
But he said something about a woman talking football routes.
So he's done. He's done. He didn't say women shouldn't get equal pay. He didn't say women are worthless. He just said it was funny to hear you talk about routes. Is that really that big a deal? And it's so big that he did this big apology for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Careful thought. I understand that my word choice was extremely degrading and disrespectful.
Is that true? Okay. Was it extremely degrading? I don't know about that.
It is because you're apologizing now.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest, that was not my intentions.
Obviously.
And if you are a person who took offense to what I said, I sincerely apologize to you.
Okay.
I'm a man who
will fight for your honor.
A positive role model in my community.
Sorry, I went back to Karate Kid there for a second.
And tries to use my platform to inspire others. And I own...
All this for this?
All this. Because it was funny to hear a woman talk about routes.
And they still pulled the plug. It was extremely unacceptable.
He's
trying to cover it. And they still pulled the plug.
Yeah.
He apologized.
Yes.
And they're still going to cut his head off.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing how ultra-sensitive we are.
That is for sure.
Wow. But it's kind of nice. I mean, this Cam is, I think, left of center. So this is liberals eating their own here.
So it's kind of good.
So maybe it's a good thing, but I just think it's so ridiculous that we've taken things this far.
It sure has. When
it's just not that big a deal.
No, right?
Not that big a deal.
How can that be a big deal? I mean, it obviously is because they've turned it into one.
Yes,
for sure.
But
because he said it was
20 years ago, would that have been a huge issue? No.
First of all, 20 years ago, women weren't allowed in the locker room or the press corps. Okay.
Well, they could maybe
be happy with that.
They could maybe be in the press conference if they made some cookies and brought them.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. They were there serving tea in the back.
We're going to lose our Dannon contract now.
Dang it. Oh, no.
888-727-BECK. 888-727-BECK.
Glenn Beck. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
With Pat Gray and Jeffy, we've been trying to get our heads around the shooting, of course, from Sunday. 58 people murdered, you know, close to 500 in the hospital. I think several hundred of those have already been released. Something like 350 of them are apparently okay now and been released from the hospital.
Good.
So your calls on the, and then the resulting gun control, which was inevitable. But also, Cam Newton got fired from Dan and Yogurt yesterday. Been talking about that a little bit. And whether or not it's deserved. He kind of laughed at a female reporter's knowledge of, and it was extensive. And I think it surprised him. And so then he noted that it was funny to hear a female talk about
stand up here talking
wide receiver
about
routes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, look, Dan can do what they want. Right? I mean, it's a privately held company. They can do whatever they want. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. But to pull the plug, and their press release made it seem like Cam Newton was friends with the Las Vegas shooter.
Really did, yeah. Their statement is, we are shocked and disheartened at the behavior and comments of Cam Newton toward the Jordan, is it Rodrigue, which we perceive as sexist and disparaging to all women. It is entirely inconsistent with our commitment to fostering equality and inclusion in every workplace.
Is it?
It's simply not okay to belittle anyone based on gender. We have shared our concerns with Cam and will no longer work with him.
Yeah. I guess it was okay in the Dannon commercial that we just aired.
Which is such a good point.
That Cam...
Listen to the end of this commercial where the wimpy guy comes up to Cam.
Snacks. It has zero added sugar, zero artificial sweeteners, and zero fat.
And will it up my game?
Nah, man.
You're beyond hope.
What?
Isn't that belittling? Is that fostering equality with that
inclusion?
Young man?
No.
Not
one little bit.
Nah, man.
But that was okay, right?
Yeah.
That was okay. Because that wasn't a female reporter.
It's really,
That's
I mean, it's
agonizing.
Silly. It's just silly where we are.
It is not a good place.
No.
We are not. I'm sorry. This is not a good place to be.
No, it's not. It's really not. Chris in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, it's a pleasure to finally speak to you guys.
You too.
How's everything going today?
Good. You're really concerned, or you're just making small talk?
Yeah, just making small talk.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I knew it. You didn't care. You could
so one thing I wanted to get on is the whole bump fire butt stock thing.
Mm-hmm.
I own one, and honestly, you know, of course, all the politicians are saying, oh, it's a fully, it makes it fully automatic. It actually does not. It's a simulation full auto, so it can fire almost as fast, but basically the only way to actually turn it into a real, true full auto is to replace the trigger and put a, you know, adjust the sear on it and everything like that to so the trigger itself is full auto. And the thing is, I mean, there's multiple trigger systems out there. There's one that where you pull the trigger, it fires, and then you release the trigger, and it fires.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a special safety, safety for that as well. So you know, it's operator friendly. So and then on top of that, you know, of course, they want to ban and everything like that. I mean, they're talking about all these gun control. We need to up it. There's not. I mean, honestly, I don't think you can up it any more than what it already is. I mean, there's already gun control out there. There's background checks already out.
I hope that statement is true.
And
I think they can.
Unless it's the black market or, you know, obviously some thug down the road that's selling them on the streets. You know, otherwise, everything's regulated.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say, oh, well, there's that gun show loophole. Guess what? They're wrong once again. There's still a background check at the gun show.
Yeah, well, that's not their narrative.
It's the private seller loophole if they really want to, you know, if you want to talk about a loophole, if I sell, like we were talking about earlier, right. If I sold a gun to Jeffy, he doesn't go through a background check then, which would of course preempt Jeffy from owning a weapon.
It's gonna be clearly,
there's
the
no background check.
Does that depend on state to state as well? I think because they were doing
it. It very
where,
well may. Yeah, it may.
I think if it's family, I think you can. But if it's not family or out of the family, I think some states were requiring they actually have to go
it's
to
possible.
The cop and
yeah.
Actually have them do the background check and transfer paperwork.
Yeah. I thought that's probably true. Thanks, Chris. Let's go to Dan in Michigan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, guys. I just kind of want to echo what your last caller said. I'm a gun manufacturer. Glenn's got one of my guns that I've made. And the whole trigger system, I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there. Because even conservative media, television, radio, everybody's kind of getting it wrong on the bump stock. With the triggers we put in our guns, we use hyperfire triggers. They're competition three-gun triggers. You can put it in any standard mil-spec aftermarket AR. And with that, a trained shooter could get north of 400 to 500 rounds a minute easily.
Wow. Wow.
So the whole bump stock debate, the problem with it is you get people like even Paul Ryan saying, I don't know what this is. So it makes it a very easy scapegoat to get that proverbial camel nose into the tent.
You might want to keep this information to yourself, though, Dan, because if that's the case, they'll go after anything that makes it faster.
Absolutely.
So the point isn't necessarily, well, is it automatic fire then? Even if it's not as fast, they're going to attack it. And if it goes up to 400 rounds a minute, they'll say there's no reason to do that except to kill mass.
And then they'll try to get limitation on magazines.
Yes, they will. Oh, that's already.
I mean, haven't they already done that?
That's already being done. Yeah. Yes, they will try to limit.
Then you're back to the Brady Bill.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you'll be beyond that.
So, yeah, keep some of that information your inside voice.
I appreciate the call and the information and everything, but, you know, I mean, I appreciate that Glenn has one of your weapons, but what are we, chop liver?
Hey, you didn't DM me, Jeff. Yeah,
thanks, Dan.
Appreciate the call. Mike in New York. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, the liberals wanted to take away the guns from everybody, but in reality, the only ones they need to take the guns away from are the liberals, because they're the ones seemingly to be doing all the shooting.
No kidding.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I don't know if this guy is going to turn out to be a liberal. I don't know. Some people are speculating, thanks for the call, Mike, that he chose this particular venue because they were quite possibly Trump supporters, quite possibly Republicans.
Right.
It was mostly white, and country music fans tend to be more conservative. So maybe it'll turn out that way. Yeah. I don't know. And again, we may never know. James in Indiana. Hi.
Yeah, I was calling about the numbers situation. You quoted some numbers they used about people that died in recent war.
Yeah.
And then you quoted numbers about people.
Yeah, it's NBC's numbers were that 1.2 million soldiers have died in war. 1.53 million people have died from gun-related deaths since 1968.
Exactly. That's my point. It really irritates me when media just grabs a piece of time and says, where can we go with this to make guns look the worst? More people have died in car accidents since that same time period.
Yes,
as with guns.
Definitely.
Look at the real. How many law-abiding citizens that own guns have committed anything like this since guns were background checks were introduced and people that go out and get guns legally? Let's look at the numbers of how many people have actually committed something similar to this that are law-abiding citizens, and put that kind of math out there. And not just trying to make guns look bad.
Oh, and, absolutely.
I mean, that's something I want to touch on. Then the other thing, let's close the loopholes. I have a gun owner, but I can't stand all these loopholes either. Let's just get rid of it. You don't need anything that simulates. You don't need anything that is. You don't need anything that's close to. If it's not semi-auto, it's not semi-auto. If it's auto or close to auto or near auto, it should not be allowed, period. What do you need that for? You don't need that for anything. And I love guns, and I'm an NRA member, but you don't need full auto for anything in the United States except for fun at a range, and you can rent that, and you can go try it out, and that should be the end of it.
Well, that seems to sort of be the NRA's position, which is kind of surprising as well. They seem to be supporting, at least looking into it. So we'll see on that. Appreciate the call, James. And the other thing is, if NBC and the left is so concerned about human life.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at the other number that they never care about. The 53 million babies that have been murdered since 1973 in Roe v. Wade. 53 million.
Look at that.
That's 25 times the number combined that they used in gun-related deaths and in war. That's 25 times the combined number. 53 million. If you're so concerned about human life, let's do something about that. Jay in Florida, hi.
Good morning. Good morning, Glenn. It's really an honor to talk to you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for taking
It's probably less of an honor because this isn't Glenn, but...
good morning anyway.
But good morning anyway.
Thank you. That's good. Listen, I'm a retired U.S. Army colonel. I'm also a trauma surgeon and director of a trauma center here in Florida. I do the same what these guys did in Vegas. And I just want to say a few words about the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
I came from communism, came to this country as a illegal alien, essentially 34 years ago. And having said that, look, the beauty of this country is not the Constitution. Constitution could have been written nicer. There are some constitutions in the world that are written nicer, but they're meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
The meaningful part of this Constitution is three branches of government that are co-equal. That was the genius. And the only thing that keeps that going are the amendments of the Constitution. And if Second Amendment falls, they all collapse. Second Amendment is the one that holds up the rest of the amendment. And us that have come from communism and countries where the weapons are outlawed for the common mm-hmm. citizenry, we understand this better than anybody else because we have seen what happens when federal governments grab power and then appoint another class of people called the elite or the avant-garde of the proletarian class, as Marx called it, and they run the government where those rules don't apply to them. And
right.
that's exactly what Democrats are here. They're the avant-garde of the class. You guys will have no weapons, but I'm going to have armed guards. You guys will have a small foot, a carbon footprint and ride a bicycle, but I'm going to have my own airplane. You guys will do this, but I will do that. You guys will go into the wars, but I won't send my children to the wars, not because they don't want to go, but I'm so against the wars. You know,
yeah.
And you see this in the elite in Hollywood. You see, so when you have people, I came from Yugoslavia personally and served in the U.S. Army and retired, and I see this every day. I'm going, guys, if you saw what I saw and how communist elite socialist ideology that is, how smug, dishonest, deceitful ideology and demagoguery that is, you would, and you know what, and that was way before Obama, but Obama took it to another level,
yeah,
the whole thing. So
yes.
I'm glad to have Trump. I love Trump. You know, his wife grew up maybe 40 miles away from where I grew up, 40 kilometers actually away. And we are really looking at this going, do not let it go. Do not let it go. Don't let the Second Amendment go because the rest of them will go with it. It was put there so the states could protect themselves from the government. Not individuals, but states. And states can protect themselves from the intrusive government only by having every individual be armed. That's the only way you can do it.
Tremendously put, Jay. Thank you for calling. And that's why I love hearing from people who have come from communist countries, because they understand. They get it. They've seen this before. And the left doesn't listen to us because I guess we don't know anything, but they've actually been subjected to all of this nonsense. They see the warning signs. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-727-BECK.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray. And Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck program.
I ask you, Pat, when you're scrolling through, let's say, oh, I don't know, Facebook, for example,
mm-hmm.
and you see a headline, Hubble just spotted something massive coming out of Uranus. How is it possible that I cannot click on that? You can't. I mean, you have to click on that.
You have to.
I mean, you have to, right?
Yeah.
You can't see a headline like that and then say, no, I can't click on that. You can't.
That's a great headline. So the Hubble spotted something massive coming out of Uranus.
Yeah, and I mean, I've clicked on it. I'm waiting for the story to load. I mean, you have to click it. You have to. It's impossible not to. I can't help it.
Do we know what it was that came out?
Something. The massive burst of atmospheric
stuff.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah. All right.
With gas particles and, you know.
Something else I wanted to kind of understand is, how do we lose 33,000 jobs in September, but the unemployment rate went down to 4.2%? So we have less jobs,
but
the unemployment rate went down. Interesting.
That is interesting.
It's bizarre how that works.
It's almost like a tax reform.
Almost, which we got to get into as well. GOP tax reform showing early signs of trouble.
What?
What a stunning surprise.
Glenn Beck. Love. Courage. Truth. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn, who's back on Monday. You can also be listening for my new show, Pat Gray Unleashed, on the Blaze Radio and TV network immediately following this program. We've been talking about, obviously, the gun control nonsense, which is being hammered again, as it is after every tragedy, because they try to take advantage of, they never let a good tragedy go to waste. They never let a crisis go to waste. And they're going through with that again this time, as they always do. Also, the NFL, some interesting developments in the Cam Newton story yesterday. Now, he kind of made fun of a reporter. I don't even know that's actually not even the way I took it, but maybe she did, maybe others did. She was describing some of the routes his wide receivers were running and said how aggressive they were, and he said it was funny to hear a female talk about routes.
Standing up here talking with a female about routes.
So anyway, Dan and Yogurt dropped him. His coach is disappointed in him. Everybody's coming down on... And he apologized profusely, and it looked like pretty sincerely. Of course, he has to, because he's lost money from this already. He made $11 million last year in endorsements, and some of that, probably a decent portion of that, probably a tenth of it came from Dannon. But the NFL's got some other issues to deal with.
Yes, they do.
Like this weekend, how many of their players are going to take a knee? How many of them are going to engage in some sort of protest? They're starting to take this into the game situations now, too, and do some form of protest after they score touchdowns or, you know, make a sack or whatever.
Well, this is what they get. You know what? The NFL is, I'm almost prepared to just say tough.
And the NFL is hurting ratings-wise. Monday Night Football was down 13% from the week before.
And 16% in the demo, right? In the money demo.
Oh, yeah.
The 25-54. So,
yeah.
You know, that can't last and make people happy.
Also, now, the NFL Players Association is kind of teaming up with George Soros, which is not a good move for them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's not a good move.
No, honey.
You know, if the fans hate the political nature of the protests, they're really going to hate this.
Yes.
Tax documents released show the NFLPA, the National Football League Players Association, donated $5,000 to the Center for Community Change Action, a group active in anti-Trump resistance, bankrolled by a bunch of liberal foundations, including George Soros's Open Society. A member,
of course.
Member
this
of the,
guy got his fingers into everything.
Yes. Member of the AFL-CIO. The NFLPA also contributed in 2013 and 2015 to Working America, the AFL-CIO's community affiliate, which Open Secrets said spent $1 million in 2016 to defeat Trump. Yeah, why do you? You just don't want to go down that road. Why would you go down that road?
I don't know.
But they're doing it, so it'll be interesting to see how. And then the NFL's got the CTE problem to deal with, too, because it was discovered that Aaron Hernandez, who was convicted of murder and then found innocent while he was in prison for the other murder, he was found not guilty of a second and third, because I think that was a double murder, right? Anyway, his they did an autopsy. Turned out he did have CTE. He was in the stage three of that concussion disease that changes personalities, makes you more aggressive, and makes people suicidal. 111 out of 112 people who have been tested after death have been discovered to have CTE. So the NFL has that looming.
And really, that's, I mean, that's looming big, and we don't even have close to all the information to that.
No.
I mean, from I mean, you may come out of the womb with that. We don't know, right? I mean, seriously, with the...
Yeah, they really don't know, for sure. They really don't know. There's a lot more to discover.
I'm not fighting for the NFL, and I'm not fighting for the CTEs. I mean, Aaron Hernandez was a thug a lot of his life.
Yeah, he was.
So it might not necessarily have been the CTE that caused the issue.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, it probably wasn't.
And, right. Yeah. And it is interesting how, since we don't know, I mean, anybody that's diagnosed with CTE, nobody goes the other way. Nobody becomes, he was so nice before he died.
No.
Nobody goes the other way. Everybody goes to the violent side. Nobody, he brought me flowers every day. Nobody does that.
At least not that we've heard.
Right.
Not that we've
heard.
And then, of course, the big news of the weekend that everybody's waiting for is the BYU-Boise State game tonight. The 1-4
So
BYU Cougars versus the 2-2 Boise State Broncos.
Let me ask you a question.
That's a big one.
BYU score a touchdown tonight?
I have my doubts. Boise State's not maybe as good as
in the past
just like us, but they not just like us, because I think this is the worst BYU team maybe of all time since the 60s anyway. Since before LaBelle Edwards. And Missouri's had really struggling.
Bad.
Yeah. You hate to see it.
I know. I mean, I don't mind it with BYU so much, but
as I don't mind it with Missouri. And in high school, the numbers are starting to decrease now, to the point where some programs are actually dropping the sport because they don't have enough people going out for football.
See?
The CTE thing is scaring the hell out of parents. And they're like, no, you're not playing football. No, let's do something else. We'll play soccer. Go play lacrosse. You'll direct him somewhere else.
I was always a believer that, you know, here in Texas, I mean, they start putting kids in pads and helmets when they're three.
They do,
pretty much. I mean, that's not too much of a stretch. And, you know, I always figured that you should at least wait until you're, you know, in your teen years anyway.
How old was Elvis when he started playing football?
I wouldn't let him start playing until he was 15.
15?
14 or 15, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty late.
I made him play the game you hate. I made him play soccer.
Yeah, that's... Why would you have him in a communist sport?
Because I wanted him to run. I wanted him to run.
And he did.
And he did.
Yeah.
And it paid off.
Yeah.
Because in the end, because then he came to me. Come on, just let me play football. I just want to play football. Okay.
And then he became a Division I talent, which is
there you go.
Cool. Yeah. 888-727-BECK. We're also talking about, of course, the fallout from the Las Vegas event with all of the talk of gun control. And this is going to be agonizing. This is going to be a big fight.
It sure
is. With the largest of all time, this is going to be a big fight. Mike in Florida. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hey, Mike. Did we lose him? All right, let's go to Trap. He's on? Mike, you there? Okay. Let's go to Travis in Tennessee. Hey, Travis, welcome.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. You really concerned, or again, are you just making small talk?
No, I'm just making small talk.
Okay, all right. Nobody's really concerned.
No, nobody
really
want to
know.
No, they don't. No, they don't. It's the cashier disease.
How
are you doing today?
Fine. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, Travis.
If you're going to play Cam Newton's apology, you need to play the reporter's apology, the one he belittled for her her racist jokes.
Right. Which is interesting, because as soon as she was offended by Cam's comments, everybody started looking for her old Twitter comments.
Yeah, welcome to the new world.
And they happened to
find some. Yeah, welcome to the new world. If we're going to start being where nothing, everything is sacred.
Yeah, and everything is dug up from your past.
Right.
And so has she actually done a video apology like Cam did?
Yeah, I reckon she did. She actually... I seen something on it last night.
That's amazing.
Not good.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
That's what you get.
Thanks, Travis. Yes.
That's what you get.
This is the world the left has created. It honestly is. It's
just as agonizing.
It's tough because, you know, again, they're getting eaten by their own now. They created this problem. Cam Newton is, I think, from my estimation, left of center. And so he got caught up in the problem that was created by the left. So, you know, they're eating their own. And here I am defending him. I'm not even a Cam Newton fan.
I know.
I think he's kind of obnoxious. But
and had he actually done something to belittle the reporter?
Yeah, no. It's not belittling her.
No.
It's just joking around. But you can't do that anymore. Tim in Ohio. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey,
I have a question. I keep hearing the argument about why do we need to have this weapon or that weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do not own a full automatic. I do not own an AR-15. I think we own a gun in the house because my wife had bullets somewhere that hit me in the head one time. but when it comes to a constitutional right, if someone wants to own a full automatic and shoot pumpkins in their backyard and they do it safely, why do I have to explain it to you?
Thank you.
You shouldn't have to.
No, you should not.
Shouldn't have to.
I mean, people own 10 TVs in a house. Do they need 10 TVs? No. But if they want
right.
it, good for them.
Yes.
I would disagree with the need of 10 TVs.
Yeah, it's a frustrating argument, and you're right. I that makes me bristle every single time.
I know.
Why do you need a fully automatic? Well, first of all, it's none of your business. But secondly,
thank you.
Let's revisit the reason for the Second Amendment. And if you do that, then you might need it someday. I don't know. Is the government ever going to become tyrannical? Maybe. But that's what the Second Amendment is about. Is
well,
protecting
but
the
founders didn't foresee semi-automatic weapons, Pat.
Actually, they probably foresaw a lot more than we think, but they did know technology was going to develop past
how?
Muskets.
Oh, how did they know that back then?
They were just kind of smart guys. Just smart. You know?
Really?
They were just smart people. And as the government developed new weaponry and took advantage of new technology, so then could the citizenry. We should
Amazing.
Be able to match what they have.
Yes.
Now, nukes, does that extend to that? I don't know. If you can split an atom in your basement, go ahead and try. Except don't, because you'll be arrested.
Right. Right? I mean, you can't buy...
You'll be arrested.
You're not going to be able to buy uranium. You're
yeah.
not going to buy any of that. So there's no way that you're
well,
going to be able to
Reed
do that.
Said it was okay for me to split an atom in my basement if I could.
No, I take that back. Don't split an atom if you can. Okay.
But if you can, why would you want to do that in
if
your
you can,
basement?
Just don't.
Yeah.
Just don't. I mean, it's kind of cool that you have that knowledge. That's great. And you have the technology and you have the equipment to do it. That's really impressive.
But don't.
But don't. maybe put that knowledge and that technology to another use, perhaps.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
It's Pat Gray, Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program. He's back on Monday, 888-727-BECK. You know, in addition to the political correct speech that we are now bound to and is so evident in that Cam Newton, and again, I'm not a big Cam Newton defender normally. I'm not a big fan of his.
Right.
But, you know, his flippant comment to the female reporter, which is not that big a deal. So,
when is it a big deal, Pat, when someone puts you down in front of other people?
When it's really insulting. And that really was.
No, it was not.
It was about football. Who cares? Who cares?
Right.
Whether women love football or don't love football, who cares? It's about football, right?
Right.
You know, had he said something disparaging about her appearance or they shouldn't make the same money as the male reporters around her, okay, you could understand that. That's offensive.
Normally, women are pretty stupid, but you're not.
Yeah, but it's about football. Relax. But not only are we dealing with all of that right now, but we got this cultural appropriation thing, which is completely out of control as well. Jeremy Lin, who's Asian American, he's been in the news before because the ESPN reporter a few years ago, you might remember, said that the chink in the armor of his game was, and then went on to describe whatever the problem was with his game. Well, he was talking about chink in the armor as the expression that something's wrong with your armor. There's something wrong with your skill set. Not that he was being called a disparaging name for Asian people. Guy got fired. So that same Jeremy Lin now is being accused by former NBA forward and who also played for the New Jersey Nets, but they're the Brooklyn Nets now. Kenyon Martin tore into him in an Instagram video because Lin has decided to wear dreadlocks. And that's apparently verboten.
Oh, no.
I guess only black people can have dreadlocks. He said, here was what he said in his Instagram video. Do I need to remind this damn boy that his last name is Lin? Like, come on, man. Let's stop with these people. There's no possible way he would have made it on one of our teams with that BS on his head. Come on, man. Somebody need to tell him, like, all right, bro, we get it. You want to be black. Like, we get it, but your last name is Lin. Wow. So you can't have a certain hairstyle if it resembles a race that normally, I mean, isn't that also stereotyping? Isn't that kind of racist to say that only blacks can have dreadlocks?
Yes. I mean, and that's a lot worse than the Cam Newton. I'll tell you that.
A lot worse. A lot
worse.
I wonder if
the yogurt company canceled his deal.
And check this out. The response from Jeremy Lin. Just so classy. And keep in mind, the guy went to Harvard. He's pretty smart. He knows how to defend himself. He said, hey, man, it's all good. You don't have to like my hair. And definitely entitled to your own opinion. Actually, I'm legit grateful for you sharing it. At the end of the day, I appreciate that I have dreads. And you have Chinese tattoos. So this cultural appropriation nonsense is coming from a black man with Chinese tattoos up and down his arms.
Thank you.
He said, but I appreciate the fact that you have Chinese tattoos because I think it's a sign of respect. And I think as minorities, the more we appreciate each other's cultures, the more we influence mainstream society. Thanks for everything you did for the Nets. And for hoops, had your poster on my wall growing up. Is that a classy?
That's a great,
smart.
Yes, it is.
Biting response all at the same time.
Tremendous.
It's great. I know I like Jeremy Lin. Although, I mean, it's just a classy response.
I will say, that's why I stopped wearing my hair in dreads a few years ago. Because I'm not big on the dreads.
So you'd have them now.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm not big on the dreads.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Jimmy in New York. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Doing good.
I just wanted to touch base a little bit on some of the gun control stuff this weekend.
Sure.
So I live in New York, which we have some pretty strict laws, but we're small town New York where I'm at, so pretty much everyone has guns. But my biggest issue with the ignorant people that try and push the issue on gun control when situations like this come up is they refer to everything as a weapon. You know, it's an assault rifle or an assault weapon. You know, it's not a weapon until you use it as such.
Yes.
You know, it's not, if I own a handgun and I never kill anyone, it's not a weapon. It's just a handgun. It's a pistol. It's a shotgun. It's a rifle, whatever you want to call it. It's not an assault and it's until it's used as such. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a Louisville Slugger. If I hit someone over the head with it, is it now an assault bat?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. And they do that. Don't make any mistake. They do that on purpose. They have labeled these rifles, the AR-15s and whatever, assault weapons because it sounds really mean. It sounds scary. And so you're right. It is agonizing.
Weapon is in that same term. It's not a weapon unless you use it as such. You know, if you go target shooting, you go deer hunting, well, I guess it could be used as a weapon on, you know, a deer, but, you know, the term weapon is something to assault somebody. So when they use these terms, they try to make it look worse than what it is, and really it's just ignorant people that don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly right. Thanks, Jimmy. Carl in Florida. Hi. Hey, Carl, you're on the Glenn Beck program. We got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to make a couple points. I saw you touched on it earlier. I just really frustrated with all these people talking about limiting the Second Amendment and changing. You know, it's very clear. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed, which means not to limit in any way.
Yeah.
And you touched on the point. This was my point. The reason I called is I believe when they wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they said, we understand that we're on overthrowing a government because they're oppressive.
This is a good point, and I don't want to shortchange you, so let me pick it up on the other side. We'll get right back to it. We got a hard break here we got to get to. 888-727 Beck. Pat and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program.
Glenn Beck. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
The discussion on gun control continues. Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program. But some other odds and ends. Still a super desperate situation in Puerto Rico. Apparently, they don't have enough water. They don't have food. And I think the reason for that was explained pretty well by the president.
This is an island.
Yeah.
Surrounded by...
Water. Water.
Big water.
Big.
Ocean water.
Water, ocean water.
So you can well understand.
Yeah. I didn't realize that up until that point. And so I was wondering, well, why can't we get things there? Why can't we just drive some trucks over? And it turns out...
This is an island.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded by...
Pudding?
Water.
No, water.
Big water.
Big.
Ocean water.
Okay. Right. Wow. So, obviously, it's not easy. It's not easy. We've also haven't mentioned this pro-life GOP congressman, Tim Murphy from Pennsylvania, who is obviously against abortion, but he's resigning because the news broke. He urged his mistress to get an abortion.
That's all. I mean, what's she supposed to do? Have a kid?
Agonizing. So that reflects poorly.
It sure does.
On all of us. It doesn't it?
Absolutely does. He's like the poster child.
Yeah.
Of what people
of hypocrisy.
Think. Yes.
Yes.
And that's exactly what they think.
And, you know, it's bad enough he cheated on his wife and had a girlfriend on the side. And then you add abortion to that. Oh, jeez. Good golly.
But he's, you know, he's going to resign. And he's,
yes.
With some of the information that's developed between he and his family and his wife, mm-hmm. He's decided to resign.
Yeah. He's. Resigning from the Congress, I imagine soon he'll be resigning from his marriage.
Yeah, I would guess that probably comes with that.
Yeah.
There may be an issue, mm-hmm. you know, because he's had discussions with the family and
mm-hmm.
and we've decided to move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tough
I'll bet
one,
somebody
man.
In that relationship decided
you
to move on.
You are lying big time, man.
Also, the GOP's push for tax reform hitting some more snags. What agenda item of the Republicans isn't hitting snags? In fact, they're all slamming into brick walls. Bridge abutments.
So there's never going to be a point when, since we have, you know, since we were told that we needed the House and the Senate and then the White House, and we've got them all, but there's never going to be a point when we say, here's our deal, take it.
For some reason, they can't seem to do that.
I don't understand that.
Democrats have no problem doing it. Republicans just can't do it. They're so
they
inept.
Won't.
So inept.
I don't know.
So they've pivoted already to the tax reform because they couldn't get repeal of Obamacare done. And now they've got the same divisions among the members. Why? Because this new tax plan sucks. That's why.
Huh.
That's
what?
Why. It just it's staggering how inept they are. You know, and I hate to do the call your congressman thing because we've done that so many times and it's just so frustrating. But maybe this is another one of those occasions where it would come in handy if we put some pressure on them and say, look, we don't want just 3 percentage points and the tax raise for millions of Americans and a little bit lower or about the same for others. Just lower taxes. And you don't go into a negotiation saying, I want 3% less. You go into a negotiation saying, I want zero taxes.
How about that?
We're going to repeal the 16th Amendment. And you start from that vantage point, then you wind up with a 15% across the board flat tax.
There's an idea.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that whole negotiation thing.
Yes.
Right? This is what we want. Here's what you want. Seems let's like meet somewhere in the middle.
Someone in office who told us during the campaign he was a really good negotiator.
Well, I mean, he's the same person that told us why Puerto Rico gets...
So, and that was important information.
Trouble.
Important information.
This is an island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Surrounded by
spoons,
water,
water,
big water,
big
ocean water.
Oh, okay. All right. 888-727-BECK. Carl in Florida. Hi, we were, I think we were discussing the Second Amendment with you when last we spoke.
Yes.
So what was your second point on that?
Well, my second point was that, you know, the idea was when the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights,
mm-hmm.
they understood that they had just done overthrown an oppressive government.
Exactly.
And at some point, our government might in the future become oppressive.
Yes.
And the populace would need to be able to do the same thing because they derive their power from the consent of the governed. You know, if we decide not to consent anymore, we would need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in order to do that, you can't overthrow a government that has M1A1 tanks
yes.
and missiles with a pistol that can't shoot more than one bullet at a time.
Exactly.
You know, and you touched on it. It's the first time I've heard anybody other than me think that. I should have the right to own a tank. I should have the right to own an F-16
yes.
if I want, if
mm-hmm.
I can afford it.
Yeah.
I should be able to order whatever weapon, whatever arms, the right to bear arms would be, you know, it's talking about the military. It's talking about the militia. It's
mm-hmm.
talking about military-grade arms, and you should not infringe on the right of the people to own whatever they want, and it's none of their business what we own.
Yeah, right.
And it's really refreshing to hear you guys say that.
Yes, and it's because it sounds mean to say it, Carl. It sounds, I guess, too nasty to say that we should have the weaponry we need to defend ourselves. And the thing is, nobody's going to, if it were legal to own an F-15, nobody would. It's cost prohibitive. Where are you going to put it?
You know?
I'm pretty sure it doesn't fit in my garage.
If everybody in America had an M1A1 tank in their garage,
yeah.
it wouldn't think about coming here because, good Lord.
That's very true. Yes. Thanks for the call, Carl. And you get so tired of hearing
yes.
them, well, what's next, a tank? Well,
okay.
Yes. I mean,
okay.
It's not next. It's already assumed we could own one if we wanted to.
And by saying that we're preparing for the possibility of...
That doesn't mean you're calling for it.
Thank
that
you.
That doesn't mean you want it. That doesn't mean you're inciting it. That just means that's what the original intent was. And I think we can all noodle that out as adults, right?
I would hope so.
David in Ohio. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
My comment is, how do you think the left would feel instead of focusing on the Second Amendment, we focused a little bit on the First Amendment and had some common sense biblical morality in school, teaching these kids about right
David,
and wrong.
You are talking crazy.
I think we need to start doing that.
I don't disagree. I think that's probably an
yeah.
excellent idea to do.
And, you know, I think Glenn's kind of getting to that point, too, because he's talked about boycotts and things, which is something that's not usually... It's not a condition of the right. It's just not. We don't like doing that. We like the free market to work. But, wow, is it effective for them?
Sure
so
is.
Giving them a little bit of their own medicine never hurt a thing. Thanks, David. Glenn in Tennessee. Welcome.
Have me on.
You bet.
Hey, so I, you know, all this news I hear about North Korea, it seems inconceivable that they could even ever get a missile off the ground, and
mm-hmm.
you know, our president seems to mock that idea, but I haven't heard a single news outlet pose the question about what if this shooting is somehow connected to them,
to North Korea. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody broach that possibility.
Look, the Las Vegas Sheriff's Department and the Police Department and the FBI have not told us all of their lines of questions, so it's possible.
Yeah, maybe somebody.
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, Kim Jong says he wants to rain down fire on us, and
yeah.
this fits the description.
Yeah,
so.
It does. Yes, it does.
It's
thanks,
a wild
Glenn.
Conspiracy, just throwing it out there.
All right. Yeah, I hadn't considered that.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Ellen in Florida, welcome.
Hey, Jeffy.
Hi.
Is this my buddy, Jeffy?
Well, it is Jeffy, yes. If we're buddies, then yes, this is him.
Okay. Okay, personal question.
Oh, boy.
For Jeffy.
Married.
Yeah, Jeffy
you're
is married.
Married.
Jeffy is married.
I mean...
Getting a divorce?
Are you hitting on Jeffy?
Are you friends with my wife? Or do you know something I don't?
Yes or no? Then we can continue the conversation. Yes
yeah.
or no?
Well,
you're planning a divorce?
Not right now.
Little premature, apparently, Ellen.
Not right now.
Yeah.
Well, the number is on the board. Call me if you do. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. It's always good.
This is first in human history. A female has actually hit on Jeffy.
Well, do you identify as a female, Ellen?
Yeah, I don't want to be presumptuous. So what's on your mind? What do you have?
I listened to Glenn Beck. I listened for you. Now, I don't have a computer, and you're going with Pat, so I'm going to have to listen to you every day if you're there.
There you go. But,
it's a tough chore, but...
Yeah, I know. Somebody's got to do it. She'll do it. Thing.
All right, go ahead. What's your comment?
My comment is they had to drop him, okay?
They had to drop who? Point. Oh, they had to drop Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about sports, okay? I thought it was a cute line. They have to drop him because all the fat women that buy yogurt thinking that they're going to lose weight when they eat six of them at lunch.
I'm glad you're saying this and not us.
Yes, this is not us.
And they're going to lose a lot of business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I was brought up in a house with no sports.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather, he died in 1968. Okay, so this is, and he was a coal miner. He had black lungs. Okay,
wow.
He would go down to the bar. We lived in Brooklyn. Okay, and he's the guy that got the first $1 million paycheck. He said, "Nobody is worth $1 million. I will never watch baseball again." And he would go drink, but he would have his back to the thing. Nobody is worth it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
they had no choice. They had to fire him. I don't know what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I'm not offended, but I'm sure not in your place, but look at in like different places and all the women eating the yogurt thinking they're going to lose, you know, 100 pounds.
It most definitely isn't here.
Yeah,
in this place.
No, it's not.
No, not even close to here.
Want
to
make that clear?
Yeah. And all that, and they think they're going to lose.
All right.
Okay. So
okay,
they had no choice on that.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you for your call, Ellen.
Thanks.
But I don't
thanks
know
for
that,
the call,
that if that means that
appreciate
we agree
it
with what you said. Holy cow! I can't say thank you. Though.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oof,
we don't agree.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray. You can hear my new show, Pat Gray Unleashed, every weekday, immediately following this show on the Blaze Radio and TV Network. 888-727 Beck. Glenn is back on Monday, by the way. Let's go to Cecil in New York.
Hello.
Hi. Or is this Cecile?
Cecil.
Cecil, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I would just like to say that in light of all of the issues that are going on around the globe, around the world, I would just like to say that I appreciate so greatly the humor that you guys put out there. The humor, the humor, the humor.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think it makes the medicine go down a little bit easier. I've always believed
that. And the coffee.
Yeah, yes. Right. Thanks, Cecil. Appreciate it.
Well, a spoonful of sugar helps with
it does. Yes, it does. Douglas in Texas. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Actually, Friendswood, Texas. I know Glenn was visiting Friendswood after Harvey.
Yeah.
Right around the corner from my mother-in-law's home.
Mm-hmm.
And the Texas delegation had visited us when they came down. Just a quick take on the Cam Newton story. I think they look for an excuse to dump him. It's probably more of taking a knee than it is.
Might be. Yeah, that's a
good
point.
Has he been one to take a knee? I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, just the whole protest.
Just in general,
okay.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. Get out
it's
of
kind
the
of
NFL.
A way to get out.
It's possible.
Yeah. I hadn't even considered that.
I had not either.
Thanks, Douglas. Hope things are drying out there in your neighborhood. Steve in Georgia, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm a 53-year-old male, born and raised in the southeastern United States, have many guns, concealed carry permit and all that. Probably two of the most highly debated issues in my lifetime have been either race relations or gun control.
Absolutely.
I was thinking, why can't, and nobody ever seems to get to a resolution. We all feel real strongly about our opinions and what direction we're coming from. What would be wrong with having a national televised debate? Let's pick four people, intelligent people, from each side to present the facts and sit there and discuss this and put it on national television. I mean, when you think of how many people tune into that circus of a presidential debate and watch that.
Well, that's your first problem with that is talking about facts, because what happens with that, you'll never get anywhere. We'll get on TV and we'll start talking about, we'll hear the lies, and then you'll get bogged down in trying to cover up, well, that's not a fact, that's a lie. No, it's not. And you'll never get anywhere.
The other problem is finding four intelligent people from the left. That's another problem. I'd actually love to do three,
right? Maybe two or three?
I don't know if you know. Probably not.
No?
I don't think so. Have a great weekend. Glenn is back Monday, which is Columbus Day. So that's the day we celebrate the genocidal maniac, I guess, that was Columbus.
Right.
On my show, Pat Gray Unleashed, on Monday, we're going to have David Barton in to tell you the real story of Christopher Columbus. So join me for that. That'll be at noon Eastern, immediately following the Glenn Beck program.
Glenn Beck.